שלום, אנחנו לומדים את מאמרי שמעתי, היום נלמד את מאמר.
Hello, we're studying the articles of Shemati. Today we'll learn Shemati 192, the lots. Study materials can be found online in Svatavan and their root systems.
646. Shemati
192, the lots.
Yes, let's read once or twice the article and we'll discuss.
Shemati 192, the lots. The lots means that they are both equal and that it is impossible to examine with the intellect which is more important. This is why a lot is required. In the Zohar, the more it asks, how can a goat for the Lord and a goat for Azazel be equal? The thing is, that a goat for the Lord is considered right, and a goat for Azazel is considered left, where there is Gar the Chokhmah. It is said about that, rewarded good, not rewarded bad. This means that the Malchut of the quality of Din, the quality of judgment, appeared. This is considered a lock and a blocking on the lights. The lock is at the place of the chazeh in each partsuf. Hence, Chokhmah can shine up to the place of the lock, but stops at the place of the chazeh, since any tzimtzum, any restriction, works only from itself downward and not upward.
Does anyone want to ask, please? We'll go by the paragraphs. Nothing so far? Okay.
What is a lock?
A lock.
This
is something that covers the lights and prevents them from shining.
Why?
Seemingly, there is a problem with the vessels that are below that place where the manole is the lock. It's usually in the chazeh of Partsuf. That's why before Chazer the lights spread, and below it they cannot spread, they're covered.
It's lock. What is it lock?
The lights. Blocks the lights. We've read it already, haven't we? And the quality to block the lights, cover the lights. It blocks the lights.
He writes that every restriction works only from itself downward and not upward. What does it mean?
Him and above, when we say that there is a rule from Chazeh and below, there are the vessels of reception, Manula, and the lights spread below to the Chazeh of Partsuf, and below they don't.
The vessels, they are desires? So what's the difference between desires above the chazeh that can receive the lights and those that are below the chazeh where the lights are locked up?
seemingly the desire to receive. Because above Chazeh there is Keter Chokhmah Binah, below Chazeh there is Chesed Gvura Tiferet, Netzachot, Yesod Malchut.
Who places the lock? Is it the Creator placing it towards us?
We have a prohibition for using the light in the desire to receive from Chazeh and below, from Dabur and below. Depending on where and how the vessels of reception come there and don't spread below.
And the restriction, there's seemingly a restriction in which the system places upon us, and there's also the restriction that we need to do.
Here it doesn't say of man,
it
speaks of upper light that reaches the Chazeh of Partsuf, and below Chazeh it cannot shine, let's see. There are parts of him where the light shines below Chazeh, Tabor, and it stops there. There are parts of him where it can shine below Tabor, before the end of the Partsuf. And this is the way it is. There is a boundary. It's in Pe, in Chazeh, in Tabur, and Ni. Yes.
Now that you spoke, I suddenly got this question, this border in the Chazeh. This border in the Chazeh, this lock that's in it. We're talking about the place of the Chazeh. There is the lock between the lights that come and the lights that are stopped. Yeah, the place of the Chazeh, where the lock is, this barrier.
Maybe he writes about this. And this manala is in the place of each partsuf, and there is a blocking of the light, and manala is in chazeh of each partsuf. Yes.
On the other hand, what is the chazeh? Chazeh is the place in which the upper degree is as if nourishing the lower one. Why specifically in the place where nourishment needs to come? There, a lock is placed.
The lock can be in any place where there is zivug with the upper light. And as a result of the zivug, there is a spreading of the light below the place of the zivug. That's why in Chazeh is a critical point before Chazeh. The vessels of Chabad below Chazeh are the vessels of Chabad below Tabor is Kelim of Ani.
Is this lock is it ever opened up?
Yes, of course. We have to bring the lights there that can correct the vessels and give them strength to the kelim vessels, give them a screen. Then these kelim will go into a zivug with the light, with the upper lights. And thanks to a zivug daka, the upper light will spread down through the screen until the end siyum.
Woman Mac. Здравствуйте, дорогой любимый Рав. Дорогой учитель.
Oh, dear beloved Rav, dear teacher. What does it mean that we awaken the vessels with their help to reach more bestowal.
This depends on what we desire. If we really want new vessels of bestowal, klima bestowal, then we'll receive from above the upper light, and it will shine the desires where we cannot receive for bestowal. And if this light shines into these desires, then we will be able to receive for the Creator.
Woman Brazil.
Bom dia, Ravi. Obrigada. O que nos torna merecedores de receber a luz de Rohma que transforma pecado em virtude é nos apartarmos da qualidade de julgamento? Obrigada.
What are we to do to merit the light of Rohma? To turn the sins into merits. We separate ourselves from the judgment?
Yes, we have to separate ourselves from the judgment, as you say, and we have to understand what judgment is, what mercy is, and where do we have the strength to what extent the measure of mercy is spread, and then that's what we get, and below we don't.
Здравствуйте. А вот скажите, а что раскрывает эту манулу замок, чтобы свет прошел эти границы относительно нашей работы?
What do we do with the lock for the light to go through?
В килим, который находится внизу.
Just lets the light go below where they previously couldn't, and now they can. And now there's an ability to receive light in lower spherot.
Hola, amigo. La pregunta es, ¿a qué le consideramos suerte?
Hello, Reverend Friends. ¿Sí?
¿O por qué la consideramos?
It's considered como que hay una luck. And why is something considered as luck?
If
there is an opportunity to receive for bestowal, and before there wasn't such an opportunity, then these vessels are below the tabor, they entered this degree and they can receive lights. This is called that they have luck, mazal.
Aşağıdan yukarıya ve yukarıdan aşağıya nedir?
It's written that in the place of Chazé, it stops because any restriction works only from itself downward and not upward. What does it mean from above downward and below upward?
The upper light spreads above, from above downwards. We push it away when we don't want to receive it for reception. From below upwards.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф.
Why specifically in the car there are these upper lights for Azazel, for that goat of Azazel? And his lot is not, it's not clear. But the one who does it for the Lord is clear. Is there a certain indication there?
Of course there is meaning. The thing is that the upper light, the higher it is, the stronger it is, and attracts more desire to bestow and the desire to receive also. That's why for us, the best thing is to be farther away from these places.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф. Вот насколько важно и нужно
Dear Raf, to what extent is it important to read the article and to pass it through the four phases of direct light?
We cannot put anything through the four stages. For now, we don't have this ability. But in general, we should read and attract all the light that can come to you and onto your egotistical desire, egotistical for now, and correct it.
So when I read the article, I need to understand fully that it's the light that's coming now, and inside there I need to make a certain decision that it's coming from the Creator, or how do I need to do it inside?
Yes, you have to imagine this.
Imagine, yeah, okay, thank you. So in the 10, when we're working, we as if corrected from the bottom, the slide?
Yes.
That we process the light of Hasadim there?
We raise our desires and the light fills them up.
Dear Raf, hello. The lock and the screen, these are barriers that don't allow the light further down. And what is the difference? What is the difference between the screen and the lock?
The masach, the screen, can transmit the light and it can close it completely. But it can open itself more or less and pass the light more or less. And the Tzimtzum completely closes off the light.
Shalom, Rav. Zeh medubar halefia chok Tzimtzum bet haluka ala galgalta.
Is this talking about this law of the second restriction, this division of the Galgalta and the nine?
Chadera.
No, it's the first restriction. There, Rav, you said that the Pratsuf that it's talking about here is this lock between the Rosh and the Chazeh. What is the place there? Because in the Rosh there's the Masach, the screen of the Peh. So where is that lock that's in the Chazeh? What is it?
Pratsuf that we're reading now.
It depends on what Pratsuf.
The Pratsuf that we're reading about now.
And
what is the Chazeh?
Chazeh is where the Pratsuf finishes.
Is it revealed in the Rosh? The three Sefirot, Hesed, Gvura, Tiferet.
Kachab. זה בחזה וחגג בטבור
חזה חגג בטבורי ונהי נשא טבורה lower than טבור
אז תחלק
that is not the rush
תודה
Turkey 8
depends on how we divide it up further Turkey 8
çalışmada pasuf ne manaya gelmektir
I'm sorry, one second, I'm searching for his question. How do we depict to ourselves the partsuf in our work?
We did all kinds of exercises, we had lessons how to imagine this partsuf in the spiritual meaning. Rosh Toksof Chabad Chagat Nei, where is the screen in Rosh Otoch? And in accordance with this, the light pushes away in Peh and Chazeh and Tabor. We studied all these things. Yes, sorry.
את מושג הפרצוף בעבודה
He's asking How do we depict to ourselves this concept of in our spiritual work, this concept of the Partsuf?
He needs to imagine these desires that he has desires. And in all these sefirot, to make a boundary, where is the Rav Keter Chochma Bina? Where in Chazeh? Where is the upper part of Tiferet, where is Tabor, the middle part of Tiferet? That's a Chot Yesod Malchut. Then, according to this, to see, even if he gets confused, it doesn't matter. He has to see this from this example, what's happening to the Partsuf when he will leave the light of Nefesh Ruach, when he receives the light of Neshama. We study this in many lessons, yes, Oren.
He's asking in our spiritual work, let's say in the 10, where does he need to locate that place of the Partsuf in our relations between us and our work?
He needs to imagine this before himself and then see, according to what we see, where is the Rosh, where is Toksov in our desires, and how we come to this.
Can we have an example in the interaction in the 10?
If I connect all our friends together in the 10, then all our desires, the desires of bestowal that are together, then these desires, will be until some place that there is also a viyut of the parts of the screen. Better to continue. Otherwise, I won't be able to answer anything. Continue. The thing is that a goat for the Lord is considered right, and the goat for Azazel is considered left. And the goat for the Lord is integrated with the left of the goat for Azazel, meaning with the Chokhmah. However, it is not like the left of Azazel, where it is from above downward. This is why the light stops, since the lock takes effect, though only from below upward, at which the lock is concealed and the key is revealed. Here we have to explain a lot of things. Write the definitions in the meantime. The goat for the Lord is the part that we can attract to the Creator, includes the quality of the left line, the goat for Azazel. So using the desire that I used to work for the Creator, its left line will be called goat for the Creator. The right will be called the goat for Azazel, the quality of Chokmah. But it's not like the left line in Azazel, where it acts from above downwards, enters the vessels of reception. That's why the light stops, breaks, and acts only from below upwards, only in pushing away. And then the manula, the lock is in concealment, the manula, the lock is closed, and the miftacha, the key, is open. It can be used. We'll continue reading on, and then we'll come back and talk about this. Okay?
Nimtza. I am Amshir. Nimtza.
I'm continuing. It turns out it follows that concerning Chokhmah, the goat for Azazel has Chokhmah from the Gar. Whereas the goat for the Lord is considered Vak. However, Vak can shine, even though this light is much smaller, while Gar must be stopped. It cannot shine, because it stops at the Tabor. Hence the goat for Azazel, so the devil will not complain. He complains because his only wish is to extend Chokhmah, which belongs to Bchina Dalet, Malchut, since another degree he will not be fulfilled by another degree, and he desires, since it is not completed by any other degree, as its source is Bchina Dalet. Therefore, it does not receive into its own degree, it is not completed. This is why it always entices man to extend into Bchina Dalet. Always like this, spinning man, and then we can attract the light, and if the light enters the fourth Bchina, and the light leaves. And if a person doesn't want to, he holds himself, he doesn't let the light extend downwards, it creates all sorts of problems for the person. It has all kinds of voice to force man to extend. Hence, when it is given a portion of the quality of Chokhmah, portion of the quality of Chokhmah.
Azai u lo mekatrek al Israel.
He does not complain about Israel. Since it is afraid that the abundance it already has would be stopped. Yet, when it extends Gar de Chokhmah, at that time Israel extends the Vak de Chokhmah. The light of Chokhmah is called light of absolution. And thanks to this light is rewarded repentance from love when sins become as virtues. This is the meaning of the goat for Azazel carrying the iniquities of the children of Israel upon it, meaning that all the iniquities of Israel have now become virtues. There is the parable that the Zohar tells of a king's fool. When he is given wine and told of everything that he had done, even the bad deeds that he did, he says about all those deeds that they are good deeds, and about those deeds that they are good deeds, and that there is none other like him in the whole world. In other words, the devil is called the fool.
I know.
When it is given wine, meaning Chokhmah, when it draws it, it is the light of absolution. And thus all the iniquities become as virtues. It's hard for me to even explain this.
It follows that it says about all the bad deeds that they are good. It says all the bad deeds that they are good, since the sins have become as virtues. And since the devil wants to be given its share, it does not complain about Israel. This is the meaning of the complaints that were in Egypt. He asked, how are these different from those? Either Israel die like the Egyptians, or Israel will return to Egypt. The thing is that Egypt is the source for extension of Chokhmah. But there, it is the Chokhmah in the form of Agar, which is impossible to receive until the end of correction. And when Israel were in Egypt, they were under their control. And therefore, even if the Egyptians would pass them the lights, it's still not considered that they receive because of they're forced.
What can we learn from this article?
First of all, to learn from this article that I would divide it into smaller parts. I would explain it in a more general way. What it's speaking about. And how the 10 sefirot of the Partsuf come closer to the corrections. They invite the lights upon them, and then accordingly they enter correction. Otherwise it's very hard to explain. Yeah.
What's the meaning in relation to us?
In relation to us, that we'll, next time we will learn. Next time, and such articles we don't give to people, let's say, in another year, it will be something different. Okay?
No, nikra. Tikra, Oren.
Well, let's read. Read it, Oren. Slowly.
We'll read from the beginning. Shemati 192, the lots. The lots mean that they are both equal, and that it is impossible to examine with the intellect which is more important.
Let's say I have with two hands something of this and something of that. How can I say what is important and what is not? These are these two lots. So what do we do?
That's why we need the lot.
Yeah.
In the Zohar, Emor, it asks, how can a goat for the Lord and a goat for Azazel be equal? And the thing is that a goat for the Lord is considered right, the quality of the right line, and a goat for Azazel is considered the left line, where there is Gar de Chochma.
Ken,
in the left, yeah.
It is said about that, rewarded good, not rewarded bad.
In whichever side we choose.
This means that Malchut of the quality of Din, judgment, appeared. This is considered a lock and a blocking on the lights. The lock is at the place of the Chazeh in each Partsuf. Hence, Chochma can shine up to the place of the lock, but stops at the place of the Chazeh, since any Tzimtzum works only from itself downward and not upward.
Yeah.
And the goat for the Lord is integrated with the left of the goat for Azazel, meaning with the Chochmah. However, it is not like the left of Azazel, where it is from above downward. This is why the light stops, since the lock takes effect.
Though,
only from below upward, at which time the lock is concealed and the key is revealed.
It's revealed, meaning it's possible to receive the light only in this form, from below upwards, to be in a restriction.
Turns
out, it follows.
It follows that concerning Chochmah, the goat for Azazel has Chokmah from the Gar, whereas the goat for the Lord is considered Vak. However, Vak can shine, while Gar must be stopped. Hence, the goat for Azazel, so the devil will not complain. He complains because his only wish is to extend Chochmah, which belongs to Pchina Dalet, since it is not completed by any other degree, as its source is Pchina Dalet. Therefore, if it does not receive into its own degree, it is not completed. This is why it always entices man to extend into Pchina Dalet, and if man is unwilling, it has all kinds of ploys to force man to extend. Hence, when it is given a portion of the quality of Chokhmah, it does not complain about Israel, since it is afraid that the abundance it already has would be stopped.
Wait, maybe we'll answer a few questions. It'll be clearer to them.
Всем здравствуйте, дорогой учитель.
Hello everyone, dear teacher.
Отмена мира,
которая cancelling the judgment that turns into mercy, is this a key that opens the manula?
Yes.
Then the upper light comes from above downwards.
Yes.
Thank you, dear teacher. Health to you.
Buenos días, maestro. Buenos días, amigos. La pregunta es la siguiente.
Hello, dear teacher. Hello, friends.
Actúa según el deseo o según nuestra raíz del alma.
Does the light act according to the desire or according to the root of the soul?
The light acts according to the state of the partsuf. Only according to the state that's in the partsuf.
No lo entiendo, maestro.
I don't understand. Can you explain a bit more?
Depends which state the partsuf is in. Accordingly, the light works upon it. So from the restriction of the first restriction and further, only the vessel itself says to what extent it's able to receive or not, because the reception is in order to bestow to the Creator.
Woman, Lithuania.
Can we say here that Satan is the desire to attain thought of creation in the mind?
Okay.
Can we say that Satan...
No, nonsense. Where'd you even get this Satan?
What is Satan then?
Where is it written about?
I don't know. Satana ze a
shasatana. For the devil not to complain.
Satan ze mimela leastin.
Satan is from the word to snitch.
Mebalbelet eto chelovek.
Which confuses a person.
Satan ze koach mimiocha.
Satan is a special force which comes from above. Makes man's head spin in all sorts of directions until he truly goes crazy. To the extent that it makes him, how do I say it, crazy.
But this is not the mind.
No.
Buongiorno, caro Rav. Sorry for my question because I don't understand well. But the Hadzeh protect the Zivug, our union with light. How, when does it act?
Haim ha-Hadzeh u-Betzem shomer al ha-Zivug, ha-Ichud shelanu im ha-Or, ech v-Matai ze koreh?
Chazeh ze makom.
Chazeh is a place. Here. It's the place. I was pointing to the chest. It's the place where the partsuf ends. Let's say this is the partsuf from the head to the legs. So the rosh, the head, whole face, throat, and the upper part of the body up to the chazeh, the chest. These are all the vessels of bestowal in which the light can shine, and from the Chazeh downwards already start the vessels of reception, in which there from below the light cannot shine.
Okay. Thank you, Rav. Thank you.
Turkish 6.
Selam sevgili Rav. Bu makaledeki gibi olan dersleri ve teknik terimleri hiç anlayamıyorum. Bu durumlarda teknik terimleri yazıp ezberleyip akılda tutmak mı, yoksa sık sık okuma yapıp bunların idrakini yaradandan talep
etmek mi? I don't understand these technical concepts that are in this article. In these cases, should I write these notions down, these definitions, just try to remember them or read the articles many times and ask the Creator to help?
The work method is that you take a notebook or a page or a ledger page where these squares and you write. How do we do this? And you write. How will I do this?
No, I need a lawyer there.
I don't know. It won't work out. How can it be?
I don't
know. Okay. We need to depict a certain partsuf, say where is the Rosh Tochsov, the Peh, the Garon, all of these things. They're very basic. And to send to everyone. Okay.
Tov. Hala.
Moving on. I'm continuing to read the article. It turns out that for the it follows a concerning the Chokhmah, the goat for Azazel has Chokhmah from the Gar, whereas the goat for the Lord is considered Vak. However, Vak can shine. Well, the goat, the part that's dedicated to the Creator shines more. Well, Gar must be stopped. Hence the goat for Azazel, so the devil will not complain. This is the big desire to receive. That's always jumping and wanting to swallow up what we ultimately attain, any portion of light. So the devil will not complain. And he complains because his only wish is to extend Chokhmah, which belongs to Bihina Dalet, to the biggest desire to receive. Since it is not completed by any other degree, it just wants in the Bihina Dalet. As its source is Bihina Dalet. Therefore, if it does not receive into its own degree, it is not completed. This is why it always entices man to extend into Bihina Dalet. And if man is unwilling,
Adam,
then it has all kinds of ploys that a person will nonetheless receive in a certain way. It's a force meant to extend the light of Chokhmah from above downward. Hence, when it is given a portion of the quality of Chokhmah to this complainer, then it does not complain about Israel, since it received something. It's like we throw something to a dog, a little bit from the meat. Since it is afraid that the abundance it already has would be stopped, so he's silent.
Tov.
Turkey 3.
Shalom, Rav. Rav Yakar, bu şarabın özü nedir?
Hadi Rav.
Uşel, ma maut şel yayin? Maze?
What is the meaning of wine? What is this?
Wine is the light of Chokhmah. Light of Chokhmah.
Asur leştot arbeh.
Therefore, it's forbidden to drink a lot, just a little bit, with a blessing.
Rak bitzura kazot.
And only in this way.
Carmiel.
Toda Rav, ani mevin me'akatuv she'atachton machzik et ha'miftecha shel ha'manula.
Thank you, Rav. I understand from what's written that the lower one holds the key to the lock, but it's unclear how he opens it, the lock.
Through the light of chasadim.
She'yesh lanu.
That we have a desire for the light of chasadim, and we draw from above the light of chasadim, and we have a zivug and the light of chasadim. Then afterwards, in that light of chasadim, we receive a little bit of chokhmah.
Tov.
Okay.
Woman piti eser.
Woman piti ten.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вы сказали, что...
Hello, Rav. You said that Satan confuses man and prevents him from working.
А почему он не дает работать человеку как бы до конца?
To not become complacent. But how does he...
Because
after the work he will receive all the lights.
Ничего он не получит.
What will he receive? He won't receive anything. He will receive just that light that a person will pass to, from above to himself with the intention for bestowal.
To correctly work with this quality, like a dog that always disturbs a person. How to work correctly to attract the light of correction and so that this Satan doesn't get in the way.
There's no such understanding, there's no such decision. We need to remove these dogs and just pray that we will get only the light of Chokhmah, not a big one.
How do we fight off these dogs? It's stronger than us.
These are egoistic desires. How
to make them go away? They're like leeches, aren't they?
Yeah, it's written that way. In this way, to remove them.
Большой добрый день, дорогой Рав. У нас такой вопрос. Что означает
приношение желание получать? Sacrifice for the desire to receive.
Meaning a certain part of our desire, we sacrifice in order to give. Not a big part.
На, что называется,
for the sake of, is this called, through the sake of reception and not giving?
And do we correct the desire to receive in this way?
Only a small part, and only in the case when it allows us to make a calculation for bestowal with the rest of the desires.
Thank you very much.
Дорогой Раф, вопрос подруги. Чем все-таки замок отличается от цимцума и экрана?
Question from a friend. What is the difference between a lock and a цимцум and a screen?
Замок, цимцум и экран — это три...
The light of restriction and the screen, these are three means to limit the light that's coming to us. And in each one of these cases, we need to know how to use it.
Woman Кавказ.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вот это происходит тогда, когда
this happens when people get drunk, this Satan tempts them, then there are all sorts of crimes and so on.
In any situation when you receive for yourself. No, in any situation when you receive for your own sake, what is getting drunk up to do with that? We're just spoken about in this way. It's when a person receives for himself.
No.
Так мы должны привлекать свет в четвертую стадию или нет?
So should we attract the light into the fourth pchina or not?
How can you attract it?
Он соблазняет человека, чтобы тот привлекал в четвертую стадию. А если
says he tempts the person to attract into the pchina dalit, and if he doesn't, then he forces, he comes up with all kinds of ploys to force the man to extend.
I still have not reached that.
Скажите, пожалуйста, вот превращение
злодея turning, iniquities into virtues, sins into virtues. Is this real or is this our impression from this intoxication?
These are our impressions.
Дорогой учитель, правильно ли сказать, что молитва нижних об отдающем.
Is it correct to say that the prayer of the lower ones about vessels of bestowal is the key that attracts the light of Hasidim?
Yes.
Selam Rav, selam dostlarım. Azazel'in Firavun'dan farkı nedir?
What's the difference between Azazel and Pharaoh?
Pharaoh is not the evil inclination. It's a big desire to receive, which gives the children of Israel a big desire for them to have where to receive within their vessels, where to receive all of the light of Chochma.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Скажите, пожалуйста, а кому Сатан жалуется?
Творцу. Who does the Satan complain to?
А это сила природы.
The Creator.
Так же, как и все остальные силы. А почему он мне должен помогать?
These are
да.
Forces of nature, just like all.
Help Satan? Satan?
Yeah.
He needs to help man fight off this force.
No, maybe the Satan is correct.
But Satan has the desire to receive this upper one, Gar.
Well, sometimes he is correct.
No. So then are we right in our desire to receive?
And we are among these two forces. And what? You think we're just... that everything is just...
Ну, а как же наша свобода выбора, если Творец нас...
What about our freedom of...
Successful nature is made out of these two.
What about our freedom of will?
No, no, choose, and act. We're in complete freedom. complete freedom.
But if every time the Creator will help Satan, if his strength grows, then where is my freedom?
Your free choice is always in the middle. To go by the middle line, not by the left or the right. So the Creator helps not to the ego. Satan is the ego. The Creator doesn't help him, but he helps only to the extent that we need to balance your opposite qualities. Because only in such a case he makes your desire correct, balanced from the two sides of nature.
So this is like an addition of the light of Chokhmah, the more so we attract more into Hasidim.
Yeah.
Woman Mak 26.
Дорогой Рав, а в каком случае говорится, что дурные слова — это хорошие?
In what case is it said that bad are good?
Again, in what case do we talk about what?
Bad deeds are good.
Не знаю.
А чем? I don't know. What you're talking about, Таня?
Здесь написано...
What's written about here?
Получается, что на все дурные дела он говорит, что они хорошие, потому что деяния становятся как заслуги.
He says that bad deeds become as good because the iniquities become virtues.
That happens as well. We need to see ourselves from this side, meaning that's it. Friends, we need to stop. We already past the limit. Until tomorrow.
Thank you, Rav. Thank you, everyone. Increasing joy. You're all invited to Unity Day for Purim on Saturday, the 23rd of March. Please note today, after midnight, the price will increase. You can see all the information on convention.kli.1. We are reading the study of Tess at 5:30 p.m. and at 7:30 the Book of Zohar, and we'll finish up with a song.
Mais notre âme, elle, est éternelle. En suivant les pas des saints, nous ne serons jamais perdus. Vous êtes mes frères et sœurs pour cette dernière bataille. Face à l'instinct qui est en moi, face au désir, vous êtes mes frères et sœurs, on ira jusqu'au bout, et nous entendrons le Seigneur dire, mes fils m'ont vaincu. Следом за нами пойдет весь народ. Ворота открыты, царь стоит у ворот. И видим, о чудо, накрыты столы. И целую вечность там сидим уже мы. Мы, други любимые, идем последний бой.
вознесется душа моя к свету сквозь боль. Вы, братья любимые, я с вами хоть в огонь. Верю, что скажет нам Творец, сдаюсь побежден.
Атем ахи шели лакав ха-ахарон. Мул ха-яцер шели боэр, мул ха-рацон. Атем ахи шели итхен эц ха-плида. Ad she'nishma tzchok ha-adon, nitzchu mi banav.